Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Say it back to me. Good morning. Good morning. Good to see you all. So I wanted to ask you a question this morning. Do you like puzzles? Do you? Do you like word puzzles? Do you? Do you like word search puzzles? You ever seen those? Whole bunch of letters and you have to find a word in all those letters. Have you seen those before? Okay. All right. Well, I was thinking about words. Come on up. Yeah. I was thinking about word search puzzles this morning when I heard... You want to come on up, please? Okay, you're fine there, too. So I was thinking about word search puzzles when I heard what Paul said this morning. Did you hear that? He said, the word is near you. It is in your mouth. And it is in your heart. So, I thought, that shouldn't be too hard to search for God's Word. He tells me right where it is. He says it's in your heart and it's in your mouth. So, let's talk about the heart first. Is God's Word in your heart?
Yes.
Okay, can you show me? I'm doing a word search. I can't see God's Word in your heart. Is it there? I'll tell you what. This one might be a little easier. Is God's Word in your mouth? When the doctor wants to look in your mouth, what does he do? Takes that stick and he puts it on your tongue and he says, now say, ah. Can you show me? Can you say, ah, is God's Word in your mouth? Say, ah. I don't know. I don't know if I see his word there or not. Maybe I'm going about this all wrong. Maybe that's not what the Bible means, huh? When it says his word is in your heart and it's in your mouth. What do you think it means when the Bible says God's word is in your heart? What do you think that means? Well, here's what I think it means. It means that you believe God's word. God loves you. He sent his son to die for your sins. And you believe that with all of your heart, that your sins are forgiven. And because God has given you the gift of faith in Jesus Christ, his word is in your heart, right? Would you say that's true? Okay, so his word is in the hearts of all who believe in Jesus, right? Okay. And what does it mean that God's word is in your mouth? What do we do with our mouths besides eating? We talk, right? We say things, right? And what does it mean that God's word is in our mouth? It means that we speak about Jesus. We confess our faith and we tell others about him, right? God's word in your mouth, that doesn't mean you should eat your Bible. That wouldn't taste very good, would it? No, that'd be awful, wouldn't it? No, it means that God has put his word in your heart so that you can also speak it with your mouth and say, I love Jesus. Will you say that with me? I love Jesus. And say, Jesus died for you. Jesus died for you. See, the word of God is in your mouth, isn't it? And it is in your heart because you believe that God gave his son for you and that Jesus lives forever to forgive us and to love us and to be with us. So where is God's word? In your heart and in your mouth. Right. Will you pray with me? And you can repeat this, okay? God, thank you for your word. Thank you for putting faith in you. And in your word, in our mouths, and in our hearts. Amen. Thanks for coming up today. God bless you.